Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the October 1st, 2023 service at Plymouth, the 18th Sunday after Pentecost and World Communion Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by Reverend Patricia Berger. I chose you and appointed you, says our Lord, to go and bear fruit that will last. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. The first hymn is 356, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Fount. Next is the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. The Old Testament scripture this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 17, 1 through 7. And it kind of continues a thread that we've been on, those grumbling Israelites. A reading from the book of Exodus. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord. Next is the hymn, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. Next.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we're afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, which of these two sons do you think did his father's will? The father went to one son, asked him to work in the vineyard that day. The son said, basically, "Thanks for asking, but no thanks." As an oldest, best behaved child, that makes me break out in hives. Later, he changed his mind and he went to work. The father went to the other of his sons, put the same question, "Might you work in the vineyard today?" And the son said, "But of course," and did not go, which also makes me break out in hives. So, which did his father's will? Those to whom Jesus was speaking, the leaders of the synagogue, answered the first, the one who said no, but later went. Notice that Jesus doesn't tell them whether they'd given the right response or the wrong one. We do get a hint, though. He tells them that the tax collectors and the prostitutes would be ahead of them in line and getting into the kingdom. So, what do you think? Remember that the culture in which Jesus lived was one of honor and shame. Most likely, one son was more wrong or right than the other, but neither was right. Saying no to one's father, especially if there were someone in the community nearby who might have heard that, was at least as much of a shame to the father as would be saying yes and then not going. Would it have been better for the father to have been publicly honored and privately shamed, or publicly shamed and privately honored? Neither would be our first choice. perhaps both sons need to do some kind of changing. One way of looking at this is to look at the Greek word in verse 29 that is translated as changed his mind. Usually another Greek word is used for changing one's mind. The word used here has more the meaning of changing what one cares about or changing one's heart. Verse 29 then might as well have been translated, he answered, I'm not willing, but later having a change of heart, he went. John the Baptist had come to the religious leaders to whom Jesus was speaking, had spoken to them in the way of righteousness, and they had not believed. Their hearts had not changed. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes had believed. Their hearts had changed. It isn't all or only about saying or doing the right thing. It is about internal heart change. Certainly, this is what God is working at with the Hebrews in the desert in our first reading today. Earlier, we read about the people being hungry and God providing food for them, food for 40 years until they came to Canaan. Every morning, just go out and look at the ground. There's the manna spread on the ground. And they were able to eat. And well, that was really nice, they thought. But the thing is, we're thirsty too. Couldn't they just trust God to provide that though? Surely all of that manna and all of that quail every day would have got it into their hearts that this God was not like Pharaoh. This God was not like the Egyptian gods. This God would take care of their needs. Well, but the Hebrews might reasonably have said, why does God need to wait until we're so thirsty we think we're going to die before we get something to drink? Most of us have not had the experience of being so thirsty that we thought we were about to die and not have any idea of where that drink of water might come from. We're fortunate to live in a place in the world that has plenty of water and plenty of drinkable water. So we can read these words from the Exodus, but we kind of have to use our imagination to think about how thirsty that must be to think you're just flat going to die. They were really thirsty. And the God who made the waters move away into the sea when they needed to cross the sea to escape from Egypt was the same God who was with them when they were thirsty. And if Moses and some of the elders would only go to the rock at the Mount of Horeb, and the word Horeb means dry, if they would only go to that rock, God would be there. And if Moses would strike that rock with his staff, water would come out of that dry rock, and there would be plenty for everyone to drink. Moses did. God did. Water came. People drank. And think about the name then that Gina read for us, that Moses gave this rock. Not God is here or God provided water. Moses named this rock Massah, which means test, and Meribah, which means quarrel, reminding the people of who they were and whose they were. They weren't apt to forget that water came from a rock. I wouldn't. They might forget how thirsty they had been. We come here today on this Communion Sunday. We come here hungry and thirsty. And this is not only Communion Sunday, this is World Communion Sunday. All over the world, Christians are celebrating communion today. celebrating that there is the bread of life for us, the cup of salvation for us. Imagine the changes that could happen in our world if people who are taking communion today could go out to live as Jesus would have us to live. To live as if the promises made to all of us in the Gospels are for everyone. Imagine if encouragement or consolation or sharing or compassion or integrity, all of those things we've received and others have received because of Jesus' presence in all of our lives. Imagine if all of us were to share that, the difference it would make in our world. I heard that the church where I served in Gresham now has 4 churches renting from it and worshiping at different times. Sunday's a busy day in Covenant. 3 of those churches are Hispanic churches. 1 is a Kenyan church. And today, they're worshiping together. Is that the coolest thing you have heard all day? Oh my goodness, I just thought that was fabulous. I can hardly wait to hear about it. It's a start. Hearts will be changed. Think of the hearts that you change by being here on a Sunday, by putting your check and your coins in the offering plate, by being a good neighbor, by all the things you are and all the things you do. And none of our hearts are ever changed enough. Listen for what your heart might say. What is one thing you might do or say today or this week that might help to change someone else's heart? To let someone or many someones know that you know that God is taking care of you and will take care of them too. Because God does. God does. Let's pray. God who loves us, we're grateful for your presence in our lives and in everyone's lives. Remind us to share that news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Next is the hymn, What Does the Lord Require?
Thank you.
Now let's go out to change our hearts and to change others' hearts, knowing that we are held in holy hands with a love that will not let us go.